تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم كنتم خير أمة and you are the best of the ummas ukhrijat linnas raised for the mankind ta'muruna bil ma'ruf and you bid that which is fair wa tanhauna 'anil munkar and you forbid that which is bad wa tu'minuna billah and you believe in Allah وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ And if the people of the book had believed, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ It would have been better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Among them there are believers. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ While most of them are sinners. So this is a translation of our ayah that we will be doing. And this is a very popular ayah of the Quran, by the way. And a lot of people recite this ayah that the Muslims, we are the best of the nations. And a lot of people recite this ayah claiming that we are the best. But we should understand, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are the best nation raised for mankind. And there is a reason why Allah calls us the best of the ummas, the best of the nations. And that reason also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also presents in this ayah. Allah ta'ala says, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ The reason why you are the best is because you invite people to good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ And you prohibit that which is bad. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us the best of the ummah. Actually, it is a universally accepted virtue. A good person is the one who's beneficial to others. If you are being beneficial for others, then you will be considered as a very good human being. And this is a universally accepted virtue everywhere in all countries, all civilizations, all religions, all nations. And in Islam also, this is also a universally accepted virtue. In fact, in Islam, being beneficial for others, being beneficial for others will make you the best of the Muslims. That is why the Prophet ﷺ has said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ The best among you is the one who is more beneficial for others. So if you are being beneficial for others, not only universally you are being accepted as a very good person, even in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are of benefit to others, then you are you're accepted as in the eyes of Allah and also in the eyes of humanity. I was reading something just a couple of days ago, and it was in a very recent scientific research. And in that scientific research, they've said the altruistic nature inside of you will make you more happy in this world. And they did some research on maybe a few thousand people. And they came to this conclusion that if you are beneficial for others, if you think about others, if you do favors to others, and you are concerned about others, then you will be happier in this world. So this is a huge research which confirms that Allah's special mercy is on the person who is beneficial for others. Our situation is that humans by nature, they want to benefit themselves. And the deen teaches that you benefit others. And the way if you benefit others, then it is going to help you in this world and in the akhirah. Now, being beneficial to others can be two things, right? You can be beneficial for people in this world, or you can be of benefit for them for the akhirah, right? So for example, if you give somebody, a poor person, some money or something to eat, you are being beneficial for him in this world, right? And if you teach somebody the Quran, if you teach him how to pray, if you teach him, you know, how to fast, or if you teach him to stay away from sins, now you are caring about his akhirah. So you're being beneficial for him for the akhirah. So these are the two types of benefits that you can give to other people. Now we'll talk about the first one. And the Deen of Islam actually tells you to be beneficial for others in both ways. So some people just think that, okay, if I want to be beneficial to others and I'm a very, very staunch Muslim, then the only way I can be a benefit to others is if I teach him the Quran. That's the only way he can, you know, I can, and that's the only benefit that he should care about. No. The Deen of Islam says that even being beneficial for others in this world is also very humongous in the eyes of Allah. So in a Sahih Hadith it comes that there was a woman and in Bani Israel, and she was a very, she was a very bad woman. She used to, she used to earn through fornication. You know, she was a prostitute. And this is what she did all along, throughout her life. This was her means of earning, prostitution. So there was no ibadat, there was no thinking of Allah, there was no remembrance of Allah, there was nothing in his life. It was just filled with sins and disobedience of Allah. Now, what she did towards the end of her life, there was a very thirsty dog that came along close to her house. And she saw that nobody is thinking about this dog. And the dog looks very thirsty and it was very hot. So she went inside of her house and she brought, you know, a bowl of water or something like that, or a pot of water. And she fed just water to this dog. And she was being beneficial to this dog. I mean, she thought this is what she should do. This one act of kindness was so loved by Allah that Allah forgave all the sins that she did throughout her life. So that means being beneficial to others is very huge in the eyes of Allah. Some people just say that, okay, we should be beneficial to our Muslim brothers and sisters. No. If Allah likes it that you are being beneficial to the animals, then we should also be beneficial to non-Muslims as well. So in one time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he decided that he is not going to help some non-Muslim that he used to help at some point. And there were ayahs revealed by Allah that why are you not helping him anymore? I mean, to this effect, there was the meaning of the ayah was such. So we should be, the Muslims should be beneficial for other Muslims, for non-Muslims, for animals, even the environment. People think that Muslims, they don't care about the environment. Well, environment is also on the top of the list of Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ, in a hadith it comes about planting trees. The Prophet ﷺ has said that if it is the morning of Qiyamah, right? And you have a plant in your hand, you should, before you turn yourself up to Allah, before you give in to Allah, you should plant that tree in the ground. This is how much the importance of environment is. We think that, oh, okay, being beneficial to others is just being beneficial to our Muslim brothers, or maybe non-Muslims. No, we should be beneficial to animals, we should be beneficial to plants, to environment, to everything. A Muslim is a person who's always beneficial to each and every one. That is why we are the best. Otherwise, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us the best, the ummah, but if we are not doing these things, then we are not fulfilling what we should be fulfilling. So now there's two types of benefits that we can provide to others. One is the benefit of the world, and the other one is the benefit of the akhirah. So first we'll talk about the benefit of the world. The benefit of the world is you help others by your wealth, by feeding them, by giving them counseling, by sharing their griefs. This is how it is, right? And the Prophet ﷺ said that when you give sadaqah, when you help poor people, the Prophet ﷺ says, I swear upon Allah, when you give sadaqah to others, your wealth does not decrease. And then the Prophet ﷺ also, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that when you spend in the path of Allah to help others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only your wealth does not reduce, Allah Ta'ala increases, Allah Ta'ala returns you back 10 times more. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says sometimes 100 times, sometimes Allah returned back 700 times, and sometimes even more. So when a person spends on others, then Allah Ta'ala increases his wealth. Why does that happen, actually? There's a question. This is a very good question people ask. Why would Allah do this? That I spend on others, then Allah spends on me, and Allah Ta'ala gives me more. And the ulama, the scholars, have answered this question. The reason why this happens is because when you spend on others, you are actually making an announcement. And that announcement is, when you spend on others, and that announcement is not through your tongue, it is through your action, right? And what do they say? Actions speak louder than words. So now your actions are speaking louder than your words. When you spend on others, what you're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I have no love for the wealth. That is why you spend on others. So when you tell Allah that I don't love this wealth, I just want to use this wealth. So when this happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees that you don't love wealth, then Allah ta'ala gives you a lot of wealth. So this is what this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. When you spend on others, Allah ta'ala gives you more. So in a hadith it comes, there was a person in Bani Israel, and he was a very poor person, and he was in a lot of distress because he would not get anything to eat. And many, many days would pass, and he would not eat. So after 3-4 days, when he would get something to eat, it would be so small that he could not fill himself. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam passed by his town. So he went to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for this purpose, that I'm going to ask this Prophet of Allah to make dua for me. So he went to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him to make dua. He said, oh Prophet of Allah, you make dua for me. And my dua is that you ask Allah to give whatever Allah has decreed for me, whatever sustenance Allah has decreed for me, I just want that Allah gives all of that to me at one go, so that for a few days I can live in a good way, and I can eat properly and all that. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was full of love for humanity. He made dua, oh Allah, give whatever you've decreed for him, give all of his sustenance, you know, at one time. And Allah gave it to him. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw all of the risk that he had. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam thought that this is going to last him maybe a few months. And after that, obviously, he's going to die. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was, because he was passing through the town, he left and he went to this other place where he had to go. After many years, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returned back to this town. When he came back, he remembered that there was this, you know, poor man who asked me to make dua. Let me find out if he's alive or not, because his sustenance was a few months. Now it has been a few years, so he has probably died now. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on looking for this man. And Allahu Akbar, he heard that this man is alive. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked people, where does he live? And he went. And when he looked at what this man had become, he was shocked. He had a house which was like a mansion, it was like a palace. And he had so many animals used for transport. And he had so many servants and so many slaves. And it was like, you know, he lived like a king. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was shocked that this man who did not even have food to eat, look at the state in which he's living. And out of this shock, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah. Oh Allah, this man was so poor, and his sustenance for the whole of his life was so little, and he's living like a king. How did this happen, my Lord? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wahi on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh my dear Musa, that his sustenance was for a few months, but he started spending on others. When he started spending on others, I returned back multiplied. And till he is going to keep on spending on others, I will multiply it for him and I will return it back to him. So the Muslim is by definition beneficial to others in terms of this world as well. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you cannot become pious. لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ. And those who understand Arabic, when it says لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ, it means you can never, never, never become pious. This is what the translation is. You can never, never, never become pious. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا. Till you spend that which you love. So till you spend, you cannot become pious. So after all of this, a Muslim by definition has to be beneficial to others. That is why our country, Pakistan, is a very poor country compared to other countries. But the amount of charity is, we are number 6th in the whole world in terms of giving charity. Why? Because Muslims by definition, they have to be beneficial to others in terms of this world as well. In a hadith it comes, when you help others, Allah is constantly in your help. So if you want Allah's help to be with you, the best way is to keep on helping others. So one, you help others in terms of money. But others is helping others in any way that you can help. Sometimes somebody wants a good opinion from you, that is also help. Sometimes some old man wants you to hold his hand because he's going to fall, that is also help. And where does this help start from? The help starts from home. Sometimes people think that, yes, when I go outside and when I see poor people and other people, those people I should help. When I come home, my parents should help me. And my brothers and sisters should help me. No, this is not how it is. You should first start from helping your brothers and sisters and parents and relatives, and then you move on to other people. So Muslim by definition is a person who helps his own family, and then also he helps other people outside of his family. So somebody asked the Prophet ﷺ, O Prophet of Allah, I have some money and I want to give it in sadaqah. So should I give it to my close relatives or should I give it to people outside of my family? Because if I give it to my close relatives, it would feel that I haven't given this sadaqah out, right? If I give it to my brother, or if I give it to my nephew, or if I give it to my uncle, then it seems that I have not given it out. So, O Prophet of Allah, should I give it to people inside of my family or should I give it to people outside of my family? And the Prophet ﷺ has replied that if you give to people who are inside of your family, your reward is going to be double. One, you'll get the reward of giving sadaqah. Second, you will get the reward of mending ties, bonding with your family. So to spend on your family is the best type of sadaqah. So when you start spending or helping others, it should start from home. It should not be that, okay, I am going in this volunteer program to help these poor people, and when you come home, you don't want to help anybody in the house. This is not how it should be. You should start doing this in your house. The Prophet ﷺ used to help Aisha radiallahu anhu in the house, in cooking, in making bread, in mending, you know, the clothes and all these things, these small things. Just imagine the Prophet of Allah, the one for whom Allah has created this whole world. And he's doing all these things in the house. So when you're in the house, you should be helping others first, and then you should help people outside of your house. So now, Muslim is beneficial. Allah Ta'ala says, you are the best. Why are the Muslims the best in the Quran? Because they are beneficial for others in the world. Now, this hadith is the last one here. When you take a step to help others, this is my favorite hadith. That's why I mention it a lot of time. When you take, in the hadith it comes, when you take a step to help anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you take this first step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives birth to, creates an angel. And that angel starts worshipping Allah and will continue to worship Allah till the day of judgment. And then on the day of judgment, this man who has taken a step to help others, he will see that all of the worship that this angel has done, the reward for all of this is put in his books of deed. And he will be surprised on that day of judgment. Oh Allah, I haven't done this much ibadah. I haven't done this much worship. And all of this is in my books of deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remind him that, oh my servant, on such and such a day, you took a few steps to help your brother, to help other people. And because of that, I created an angel who worshipped me, and the reward for your taking these few steps to help others is that all of the worship of this angel and the reward for all of it is put into your books of deeds. So this is one of my favorite hadiths, that you just do small things to help others and Allah gives you huge amount of rewards. So this is, again, helping others is helping. Being beneficial is of two types. One is being beneficial in this world. And if we talk about the Sahaba, sometimes it comes in our mind that they were only beneficial for the Akhirah. No. They were people who were more beneficial for the world. And Usman radiallahu anhu, his example is very beautiful. And what happened was that in Madinatul Munawwara, there was a shortage of water. There was only one well left that had water in it, and that was owned by a Jewish man. And that Jewish person was charging a lot of money. So whoever wanted water from his well had to pay a lot of money. Usman radiallahu anhu, he thought that, you know, he's charging a lot of money for Muslims and non-Muslims. And outside of Medina, there were, you know, Jews, and there were also Christians living at that time. So for Muslims, non-Muslims, for all of them, he was charging a lot of money. So Usman radiallahu anhu was one of the richer Sahaba. So he said, I am going to buy that well. So Usman radiallahu anhu asked him that, you know, I would like to buy this well from you. How much would you charge? The price of the well was an amount. Usman radiallahu anhu offered him that, I'm going to pay double the amount and you sell this to me. Now this Jewish person, he said, well, this is a very good price and I should sell it. But he said, no, this price is too low for me. If you could hire the price. And Usman radiallahu anhu said, how much more? He said, if you could make three times the price. And Usman radiallahu anhu agreed that, okay, fine, I will give you three times the price. And Allahu Akbar, he said, no, I don't think I'm going to sell it to you. And Usman radiallahu anhu said, why? He said, it's very good business for me. I don't want to sell it. So maybe if you give me four times the price, then I will sell it to you. And Usman radiallahu anhu said, okay, fine, I will give you four times the price of a regular well. And after that he said, well, maybe I'm not making a good decision. So he said, if I'm going to sell you for four times the price of a well, I'm not going to sell you all of it, I'm going to sell you half of it. Usman radiallahu anhu said, okay, what is half of it? He said, half of it is that one day you are going to use it and one day I am going to use it. So he said, at least I should have, you know, half the business with me and half I will sell. So I will sell you at the price of four times the price of a well, but you will get only half the well. Usman radiallahu anhu said, okay, fine, done. So it was done. So the Jewish man also became very happy that I'm going to get the four times the amount and still I get to keep the property, half of the property at least. So he kept on charging. He said, I will still charge. And one day Usman radiallahu anhu had the well and the other day he had the well. And what Usman radiallahu anhu did was, he said, on my day, everyone can come and take water for free. On his day, the water was very pricey. So now even the Muslims and non-Muslims, they would come and get water on the day of Usman radiallahu anhu. So on his day, he had no customers, zero customers. So for a few months, he said, okay, all of my business has gone down. So he said to Usman radiallahu anhu, do you want to buy the rest of it? And now Usman radiallahu anhu didn't actually need to buy the rest of it. He's already given sadaqah and he's already helping Muslims, non-Muslims, animals, whoever wants to drink can come. And everybody was satisfied and everybody is getting water for free. But just to help this Jewish man out, he said, okay, fine, I'll buy it from you. I'll buy the rest of it. It'll be easier for people to get water every day also. So Usman Razina said, okay, how much will you charge now? This was of no use to him. And he said, how about four times the price? And Usman Razina said, okay, four times the price. And Usman Razina bought the whole well, eight times the price, and he gave it out to Sadaqah. He said, everyone in Madinatul Munawwara can drink from this well. So this is how Muslims are. This is how we should be. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, that this is what the good nation is, the best of the ummah, that they are beneficial for others in this world, and they're also beneficial to others in the Akhirah. So now we've talked about being beneficial in this world. Now how are we beneficial in the Akhirah? Obviously, Akhirah means, and the reality is that benefit of the Akhirah is much more than the benefit of this world. Because in this world, according to Quran, we'll be living for a few days. And the Akhirah is forever. So whatever benefit we give to others for the Akhirah is actually a much, much more benefit. It's, the reason why we don't realize that it is a bigger benefit is because we don't see that benefit. The benefit of this world we can see, the benefit of the Akhirah we cannot see. So that is why we think that the benefit of this world is much heavier than the benefit of the Akhirah. Actually, it is the other way around. So now that is why the Prophet ﷺ also gave, also emphasized that we should be beneficial to people in the Akhirah as well. That is why he said, the best one among you is the one who teaches the Quran and who learns the Quran. So the one who teaches the Quran is the best person. And the one who learns the Quran is also the best. So according to this hadith, we are sitting here in this Quran class, subhanAllah. All of us now are, according to this hadith, learning the Quran and teaching the Quran. So this is, mashallah, a good thing for all of us. And we should thank Allah that we are in some way or the other, that we are involved in learning and teaching the Quran. But then there are levels, right? We give 1 hour on Saturday evenings, and there are people sitting who give, 10 hours every day trying to memorize the Quran. So there's a difference, right? So there's levels of learning the Quran as well. The second hadith is to learn the deen. The Prophet ﷺ has said that those people who become scholars and alims, the ulama, they are the heirs of the Prophet. They are the heirs of the Prophet. So they are people who inherit the wealth of the Prophet. And what is the wealth of the Prophets? It is the noor of the ilm. It is the knowledge, right? So this ummah has been beneficial to others in terms of the world and in terms of the Akhirah. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah was a very big sheikh, very big scholar of his time. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was also a very big scholar of his time. Once Imam Shafi'i came to Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad was his teacher. He used to teach him the Quran and Hadith and a lot of different disciplines in Islam. So Imam Shafi'i was very fond of Imam Muhammad and he had very high respect for him. And Imam Shafi'i used to think that there was no one as big a scholar as Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. So he came to Imam Muhammad, learn this book from you. It was a book of Islam. And I would like to learn this from you. You are the best teacher. And he was sitting there waiting for the sheikh to give him time. And there were people from this town close by who had also come to meet with Imam Muhammad. And he said that I sat in the company of mashayikh. What did Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah say? That I sat and I learned from the mashayikh, the big scholars, the ahlullah, the people of Allah. So I spent a lot of time in their company and I learned two things from them. I spent a lot of time in the company of the mashayikh and I learned how many things? Two things from them. He said the first thing I learned from them was this time is a sword. What did I learn? The time is a sword. If you are not going to use this sword is going to cut you. This is the first thing. So in other words, he's saying that I've learned that do not waste your time. this time is like a sword. Either it is going to cut you, or you can use this sword to cut, you know, for your benefit. The second thing he said, that the second thing I have learned is that if you do not put yourself in good things, then your nafs is going to divert you into bad things. So the way to stay away from bad things is not to keep on thinking that, okay, I should not be doing this, I should not be doing this, I should not be doing this. Instead, he said the way of doing, of staying away from sins, from bad things, is to involve yourself in good things. So if you put your nafs into good things, then you will save yourself from the bad things. So he said, I learned these two things from being in the company of the mashayikh. One is that the time is like a sword. If you don't cut with it, it is going to cut you. And the second thing is that if you don't put your nafs into good things, it is going to divert you into bad things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this ayah, this beautiful ayah of the Quran. I will do the translation one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kuntu khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. You are the best of the nations raised. You are the best of the ummah raised for the people. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. You order people to do good. Wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. And you forbid that which is bad. Wa tu'minuna billah. And you believe in Allah. Walau amana ahlul kitab. And if the ahlul kitab, the people of the book, if they had brought iman, lakana khayran lahum, then it would have been better for them. Minhumul mu'minun. And among them are believers. Wa aktharuhumul fasiqun. And most of them are sinners. So we'll stop here. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Wa astaghfiruka. Wa atubu ilayk.